The hopes for a successful 2018 World Cup run for the U.S. men's soccer team abruptly came to an end nearly a year before the tournament even starts. That's thanks to a disappointing 2-1 defeat last night to Trinidad and Tobago. The U.S. men's team won't take part in the World Cup for the first time since 1986. So what kind of impact could that have on soccer's popularity across the U.S.? With me to talk about that is Stephen Goff, who covers soccer for The Washington Post. Stephen, it seemed like the men's team was moving in a positive direction. Were we wrong to think that? And where does that leave men's soccer in America?
Fans in the United States and soccer fans around the world had come to expect that at the very least, the U.S. men's team would always qualify for the World Cup. But this time around was different. They got off to a poor start late last year. They seemed to find their footing this spring and summer, and they were well positioned to finish the job last night here in Trinidad against the worst team in the Six Nation group with nothing to play for.
So when any team in any sport goes through something like this, it usually comes down to the questions are, was it coaching? Was it roster construction? Was it not being prepared to play? What do you say some of the factors are there?
I'd say it was most of those things. I do think they were prepared to play. I mean, the bond was pretty strong in this group. It had a lot of experience. They like each other. You could certainly question some of Bruce Arena's coaching decisions, particularly last night with the lineup he put out on the field. You certainly can question the performances by some of the players. So you can even go to the big picture and the U.S. Soccer Federation and how they've gone about developing talent in this country and whether it's good enough.
So bigger picture then, the World Cup is when the world pays attention to soccer, and in the U.S., it's growing and growing in popularity. How big a setback is this, not necessarily for soccer generally, because the women's team is still great, people are still going to play soccer, but is it a setback when you have a men's team not representing this country in the World Cup?
Yeah, I think in the sense that, people in this country, hardcore soccer fans, of which there are millions and the number continues to grow, looked forward to the World Cup as the big party. They didn't expect the U.S. to win the thing or even come close to winning the thing. The development of the sport just isn't that far along yet, but they expected them to be there. U.S. fans traveled to World Cups in Brazil in 2014, South Africa 2010, by the thousands. It was one of the largest, if not the largest, traveling fan base at the World Cup. So there's certainly great disappointment. Yeah, there's financial impacts as well. Fox Sports paid like $500 million for the World Cup rights for the next three tournaments.
What sort of reaction did you see from the players last night? And did it seem raw at this point?
Oh, yeah. Right after the game, it was just profound disappointment, sadness, embarrassment, shame. Some of them were on the brink of tears or had just finished up shedding some tears in the locker room. In the international soccer, locker rooms are not open to the media, so you don't see much of it. But it was rather stunning that, there was a backdoor way to the World Cup as well. If they had not finished in the top three and finished fourth, then they would have gone into a playoff against Australia next month, something they probably would have been favored to win. But to finish fifth out of six teams was just undescribable for the people involved and the people who witnessed it in this little stadium on an island off the coast of Venezuela called Trinidad.
Stephen Goff covers soccer for The Washington Post, and he joined us from Trinidad. Stephen, thanks very much for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime.